We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, Cavs beat reporter Joe Vardon. What's up, bud?
I know that voice.
You've gotten plenty enough of that voice.
I know
over
you listen
the
to the show a lot, Joe. Thanks for recognizing my voice.
Thank you, Dustin.
Good to have you, bud. No vacation time for you, man. No vacation time for you, huh?
No. You know, I was at Bay Days.
Yes.
Right in Theodore's backyard.
That a boy. We were talking about that off the air earlier.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, filed the Korver cab story and then hit that for a bit, and now I'm home working on a little Osman stuff. So, you know, sooner or later we'll have an off season. It's just not quite yet.
Let's start with Chetty. What can you tell us about Chetty and his potential of joining the Cavs this year?
Yeah, so the Cavs have wanted him. They had their eye on bringing him over for a while, and those negotiations have been ongoing even since David Griffin's departure. And, you know, there were some things that were cooking that the Cavs weren't quite ready to discuss about a week ago. And those things have continued. And then, you know, a very well-sourced journalist covering the EuroLeague, I'm not sure where he's based, but he's very plugged in over there, David Pick, tweeted that that Osman is indeed coming to Cleveland to meet with staff, and has told his Turkish team that he's out, basically. And paired that with what sources have been telling me, you know, for at least a couple weeks about him, it seems like he could be very much in the fold for next year.
Now, if he's in the fold for next year, what does that mean for the Cavs' ability to be active in free agency with a mid-level exception?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the buyout alone with the Turkish team is $1 million. So, you know, I'm sure Chetty's looking to make that up somehow. The mid-level is worth $5.1 million, and you can split that as many ways as you want. But if you split it more than once, then it turns into just the veteran's minimum. And, you know, they have to be a little bit careful here with what they do with that exception, because they are limited otherwise in who else they can bring in. And, you know, they have to have some kind of plan in the event that Carmelo Anthony does become a free agent, just because if he does, the Cavs are one of two teams that he wants to play for. And he knows he would do it on pennies on the dollar for what he could get, you know, on the open market, if you will, elsewhere. But, you know, would he come here for literally the veterans minimum, which is what they would have left if they messed with the mid-level? I'm not sure. So I don't know how much of that mid-level is going to go to Chetty at this point.
Joe, what's the chances that Carmelo gets bought out? Is that something that you think he's pushing for?
Yes, I do. I do. I was skeptical of it when Phil left, just because he was the one who had basically tried to run Carmelo out of New York. And you've heard time and again that Carmelo wants to stay there. He wants to be close to family. Well, the Knicks still, I think, would prefer to part ways with him, but they insist on a trade. Well, they've tried to trade him for 2 years, and there's just nobody out there with the assets to either send to the Knicks that are worth, you know, the $26 million Carmelo's going to make this year that the Knicks would want, or have a guy that's paid that high on his own that they would want to get rid of to get Carmelo in return. So I think that trading Carmelo is going to be very difficult. Also, just since we're on the subject, he's got a funky trade kicker in his contract. It's a 15% trade kicker, which means his salary goes up if he is indeed traded. But if he's traded by today, then teams can essentially write that off on the previous year's salary cap, which would, you know, basically cost anyone less in taxes than it would for the following year. And so if the Cavs were going to do something nuts like trade Kevin for him, it would basically have to be today. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Talking with Joe Vardin, Cleveland.com. He joins on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Do you think the possibility of the Cavs pulling off some kind of three-team deal for Paul George still exists?
I'm on the no side of that. And just to I'm going to get right back to it to finish Dustin's question. I believe that if the Knicks truly want him out, they're going to have to buy him out. They have to decide if they can find a palatable settlement with him, or do they want to pay him, you know, for at least this year and maybe next year. I don't know. If they realize that they can't trade him and they want him out, they'll do that. And then, like I said, sources are adamant that he would play for the Cavs or the Rockets. So, and then as far as this three-team deal, I fall on the side of no, just because I do not believe that there are teams that I do not believe that there is a team out there that would want Kevin and have the right assets for the Pacers. Gotcha. I do believe there are some suitors for Kevin. I don't think that those teams either have enough for the Pacers, or if they do, would be willing to give up what it would take. And I just think Boston has too much to miss on George. That's where I am there.
Joe, if the Cavs can't get the value back for Kevin that they originally thought or that we would want them to get, do you think they would explore Kyrie and see what his value is?
So before Griff left, they had put together all these contingency plans.
Yep.
and you know, possible trades. And there was one player, literally one, who was not involved in any of the trade scenarios, and that's LeBron.
Okay.
Okay. So everybody else, it's in some way, shape, or form, is available. I do not believe that they would or maybe should do that, just because nothing I've seen suggests that there's a deal out there that would be worth trading Kyrie Irving for. I don't know that you're going to have LeBron and Kyrie on the same team past this year, but you know, I mean, you could, or at least you could have them. You could have him for this year and one more year, and then, you know, look at doing something with Kyrie Irving, or you could sign them both and pay them both $200 million over the course of their contracts. That's a possibility, you know, but I don't think the Cavs are in a place where they should be saying, well, since we can't trade our third best guy, then what we really ought to do is trade our second best guy. You know, they won a finals with this group. Obviously, it wasn't enough to beat the Warriors this time. But I think you need to find a way to make a change to get better than the Warriors, not make a change just to say you're different. And I don't know that trading Kyrie, I don't know that trading out of the big three makes you better than the Warriors.
Apparently Rajon Rondo just has been released by the Bulls. Does that surprise you guys? They got out of his contract. Is he going to get a lot of cash on the open market? Is that someone, I mean, the Cavs were rumored around January to be interested in him.
Well, with Rondo, the Cavs were keeping an eye on him for sure. And were hoping that he might be bought out. you know, but when you're bought out, that means you get your money.
Yeah. So he's only getting like $3 million now out of this contract, I guess.
Right. And so, you know, he most certainly can get a better deal than what the Cavs could offer him. You know, just knowing a little bit about, you know, what Rondo is going to want, you know, I would suggest that if the Cavs are interested at all, it would be in the way they were interested in Dwayne last summer, where let this thing be a total pipe dream, and if he falls to him, fine, but I just think he's going to be too rich for him.
Gotcha.
Besides Carmelo and Chetty, have you heard any of these free agents that are going to be available this weekend? Have you heard any of them linked to the Cavs that they have an interest in?
Well, our guy Korver.
Right.
You know, I mean, and hey, I mean, he's, you know, he was the NBA's leader in 3-point field goal percentage. So that's not nothing. They need to keep him because they can't replace him.
Right.
But, Chris, they are, I don't know any other way we can say this, they are hamstrung when it comes to the salary cap. They just can't do it. Like, they cannot get these, you know, virtually anyone in the top 30 just because of what the, you know, what their salary limitations are. And, you know, that sounds like a really bad thing, except, you know, they were the second best team in the NBA when it mattered. And, you know, they it's not like they're bad. I mean, they've got three of the best players in the league. I think JR is going to be a better player. You know, they need to make some moves on the periphery, and they need to spend this money that they have wisely. But it shouldn't be a panic that they're not going to be major players in free agency. I mean, you know, all that money that they're spending is not going unwasted, or is not being wasted. And I want to stress, I think you're going to get more out of J.R. Smith next year. I think he's going to be closer to the player he was in the last three games of the finals than he was for much of the year. I just think his luck will be better. He'll play better. And as a result, the Cavs will look better. And you'll feel better about the team.
Quickly, Joe, as we wrap, can you give us any update on Chauncey Billups? And I mean, it's like a running joke now. The Cavs don't have a GM. Is this affecting the team's ability to make some moves? And when do you think we'll have some sort of resolution on that?
It is not affecting the team's ability to make moves. Dan and Kobe Altman are working closely on that. Kobe's basically your acting GM right now. I have a theory. I've been dying to say it somehow, and I'm going to use 92.3 as my theory.
Yes.
I believe that Woj will report tonight, you know, as he begins his career at ESPN. One of the things he'll report is that, you know, Chauncey and the Cavs have come to an agreement. Now, I have, like, all of my sources are saying there's just been no movement. You know, Woj his start at ESPN has been very much hyped.
Yep.
He's the best in the business at this. I guarantee you he has five or six blockbusters lined up with his ridiculously well-placed sources who are very loyal to him, more power to him. And I just wonder if the Chauncey Dan thing is going to be one of them, because this has been well over a week. Chauncey's wanted this job for several months. Now he has it. He would either know that he's going to do it or know that he's not going to do it by now. They're just, I can't buy that he's just unsure for this long. So I'm wondering if at 12:01 we'll be scrambling to get to that, but I guess we'll see.
We'll keep our eye out, Joe. Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate you joining us.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.